Hey everyone, welcome to our very first Engage to Flourish podcast. I'm your host, Damon, and today we have a very special guest, Pastor Barry DeGucci. He is the lead pastor of Catalyst Christian Community, which is our church, and we're so excited to have him on as our guest today. Welcome, Pastor Barry.
Thanks, Damon. It's good to be here.
So, Pastor Barry, with all of our guests, we're going to intro with the same question. So I'm going to ask you, you're going to be the first one that we ask this question to, is what has God been highlighting to you recently?
Well, some of you know, some people know that I was sick for a while. Actually, I had COVID, but fortunately the symptoms weren't too bad. But during that downtime, one of the things that I did was start watching The Chosen series. And actually that was very profound. I felt like through the series, I actually encountered Jesus in a fresh way. And I actually feel like the Lord is authoring kind of in my spirit, almost a spiritual revival, a renewal. And it's coming, and it came from, and it's coming from like this encountering of Jesus. And it was really impactful because he kind of opened my eyes to different aspects of who he is. And I just was overwhelmed with the sense like, oh man, he's so much kinder than I even imagined he was, you know?
Yeah.
And he's so much more compassionate, or he's so much more patient. And it's just released in me this appreciation, this longing just for Jesus, to get to know Jesus more, to be with Jesus, to spend time with Jesus. And yeah, it's I think that's something that the Lord is really impressed, highlight doing in me right now. So.
Wow, Pastor Barry, that sounds awesome. I mean, I feel like, you know, as a lay person, we would probably think, wow, Pastor Barry must have this really close connection with God already, and how is that going to be able to grow? And you're able to have a deeper sense of God's kindness and his caring and all that through this series. That's awesome that even as a pastor, there's room for you to grow in some of those types of things. So for our listeners, where can people find The Chosen if they're inspired to watch or listen to it?
I think you could just download the app, The Chosen app, and it's all free. I just watched it on YouTube. They have the first season on YouTube, and then I think the second season's on BitChute. So, yeah, so you could just watch it on your device, or, yeah, pretty simple to find it if you just search for it, yeah.
Okay, so listeners, if you are someone that wants to have a deeper understanding of who Jesus was and God's heart for you, check out The Chosen on YouTube or BitChute, or download the app. So Pastor Barry, we wanted to get a chance to get to know you a little bit. That's why we had you on as our first guest. You know, you're the person that started Catalyst. We just wanted to get a little bit of history going. So when we started, why did you decide that you wanted to start a church? And why did you pick the name Catalyst?
So actually, you know, I was on staff at Cerritos Baptist Church. Loved the church. Had been there for almost 20 years. And then, you know, periodically people would ask me, oh, do you want to, you know, start your own church or lead your own church? And I would say I was open, but I felt very called, very comfortable, very much doing what the Lord wanted me to do. But we were having, actually it was a good problem of running of space. I think we were running three services at one time, and the sanctuary wasn't too large. And so we had started a building from, and then one staff meeting I clearly remember, and it was Ray Yoshinaga. He was on staff. He brought up the idea. He was like, well, what if Barry plants a church? And we had planted a few churches, and he brought that idea up, and everyone kind of paused, and Pastor Gary Tawa was a senior pastor. He looked at me, and he says, well, what do you think of that idea? And that kind of set it all off, and I spent some time. I said, well, let me take some time, seek the Lord, pray, talk to Dale, my wife, and we prayed. And, you know, one thing that had happened that stuck in my mind was that actually Bob, I saw a friend, you know, part of the church. He had got a word for me a year or two before that. And he said, I don't know why I'm getting this, but I just get this sense if you're ever going to do something or start your own church or do something like that, you need to do it by the time you're 45 years old. And when he said that, it just stuck with me. It just something in my spirit said, I think that's right. Yeah. And when this all came up, I think I was like 43 or 44. I think I was 44. And so that was part of this equation. I spent a few months just seeking the Lord. And then I felt like the Lord said prompted me, go ahead and step into this. So started stepping into it. And and then the name Catalyst, I clearly remember I was just in the sanctuary of Cerritos Baptist spending time with the Lord. And then I was thinking about the name, and I was just asking, like, what do you want the name of this new church to be? And the word Catalyst came to my mind. I was just like, Catalyst? And then I think I went to Fuller Seminary, and at Fuller Seminary, they had like a little hangout place, like restaurant, a little food place, and it was like a place for the students, and it was called The Catalyst. So I don't know if that's where it came from, but yeah, it just came to mind, and I thought, okay, I kind of like that, so we'll just go with that.
Okay, so now 16 years later, do you feel like the name had specific meaning for us?
Yeah, I think so. I think little did I know, you know, I think one of the promptings when we started the church was just a hunger and a desire for more. I felt like there's something more out there. There's something more that God has for us. And part of that was, like, I think having a closer understanding, being more open, learning about the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, how the Spirit moves and ministers. And related to that, I think it was feeling like people that we were trying to reach out to, very difficult, very, you know, some of them are, I think, are have questions or have barriers. And I really felt that people need to experience the power and the presence of God, you know, in their life. And so that was all part of it. And that's where we stepped out into starting the new church, starting Catalyst. And I think it's just been a crazy journey kind of from there, you know, of learning about the Holy Spirit and learning about freedom in the Spirit and how to minister and how to hear His voice. And I think all of those were foundations that the Lord wanted to build in us and give us that encounter with Him personally, experience His heart. And I think it's all that foundation that He was putting in us and pouring into us so that we could be a catalyst. You know? And it's really not about programs. It's not about a agenda or direction. It's really about people. And it's about people who have experienced the Lord, have the Lord and the Spirit moving in us and that life, and this just the Lord using us and responding to be a catalyst wherever we are, to bring life, to bring hope, to bring the Lord's love, encouragement, wherever, in your workplace, at school, with your kids, you know, when you're, you know, out on the golf course, wherever, right? It's just being a catalyst wherever we are.
That's awesome. Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, since the name of our church is Catalyst Christian Community and not Catalyst Christian Church, that God's picture for us was that the people would be the catalyst, not necessarily the church. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so Pastor Barry, so if someone new were to come to Catalyst, Well, what's something that you would want them to experience, or what would you want them to take away from coming to Catalyst?
I think the first thing, first and foremost, and I think if you're talking about coming to a Sunday morning service, because, you know, they could come to a small group or whatever, come to an event or activity. In whatever context, I think I want people to get a taste experience of the presence of the Lord. You know, when they come to worship service, I want them to experience the actual presence of God in our midst, because God's alive and the Holy Spirit makes Jesus real in our midst. If they go to a small group, come to a luncheon, go to a picnic, they just sense there's something here. You know, there's something, I don't know what it is, but there's something here. For me, it's encountering the Lord, meeting the Lord himself. And then beyond that, I think, I love our community. I love our community. We like to have fun. I think part of it comes from being a catalyst and wanting people to be who God made them to be, giving people freedom. And so, you know, sometimes what people do kind of, you know, make people raise their eyebrows or question, and we've had some of that. But I think overall it's giving people freedom to be who they are. And I think that just brings so much more life and fun and laughter. And then there, I think our body, our community, our family, it is have a sense of family. And I don't know, there's been numerous people, especially people that, you know, pastors visiting or missionaries coming in or people from Christians that have visited, that have personally told me, oh man, your church, it's so welcoming, it's so friendly, you know, people will just go and pray for people, you know, that are new. And I think I want them to experience the Lord, but experience the Lord, his presence, but actually through the community, through the people, you know.
So you mentioned freedom and giving people freedom. Has there ever been a time at our church that you felt like, oh, I gave them too much freedom?
I think, I don't know about giving them too much freedom, but I think there have been a few times where we felt like, okay, we need to maybe rein that back a little bit. And the reason is you always have to balance freedom, people's individual freedom and freedom of expression, really, with you know, being sensitive to especially newcomers or just the people in general, right? You don't want them to be distracted, to be a distraction or to take the focus off God and put it on the person, what they're doing, or to be weirded out or, you know, things like that. And we've maybe had some incidences like that. But I think the upside of giving people freedom has produced a lot of good things, you know, that otherwise you can't get, otherwise you can't gain, you know.
That's cool. So Pastor Barry, can you give us an example of like one of the like biggest blessings that you've received as pastor of Catalyst?
I think the thing that just comes to my mind first is when I see people like experience the Lord, right, in a significant way. Mm-hmm. And then especially when it comes to understanding their identity in Christ, how the heart of God for them and the intimate connection, relationship he wants, and then being able to actually hear him speak, right? Hear his voice and recognizing that and then responding to God and then seeing what that's done in their life. I mean, seeing people's lives transformed and changed. And I think as a whole, you know, when all the core team group that started Catalyst were so different. Sometimes you don't see it because you're just living it. But when I look back, we are all so different than we were. And I think so much for the better in terms of our relationship with the Lord, the life, the understanding of, you know, what it is to walk in relationship with God. And so I think for me, it's that change of life when people encounter God and receive that touch from the Lord of his love and goodness and forgiveness and kindness and blessing and favor and all those things. Yeah, it's the change I see in people. That's the greatest thing.
Yeah, when I think of our church in the past 16 years, the word that comes to mind is transformation. Mm-hmm. Just how God has been transforming people. And I think that's, you know, one of the focuses of this podcast, being the Engage to Flourish podcast, is we want to see people to be who God made them to be, which is the vision of our church. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, we want people to be able to see what it looks like to flourish in every season. Mm-hmm. You know, and God is transforming people into people that will flourish in every season. So I think that's such a neat idea and such a neat thing that we've been able to see play out over time, is how God has been using our church as a catalyst to help people to transform. So Pastor Barry, on a closing thought, what is something, one thing that you would, you know, spur on our church with, a thought for our people, you know, something that you want to encourage our people in for this coming year?
I think, you know, we've all experienced challenges in the world, in society, that, you know, maybe past generations have experienced in different ways. But for us, I think it's been probably some of the most significant, difficult challenges of our lifetime. And, I just see, like, things continuing, you know? I mean, I don't think we're ever going to, quote-unquote, go back to normal, right? Things are just changing. And I think the encouragement, the challenge for myself and for our church family, I think, is to really deepen relationship with the Lord, in our trust in him, in our commitment to him, in our relationship. You know, like I talked about at the beginning, for me, experiencing and seeing certain aspects of the Lord in a greater way, it just draws out of me a greater commitment to him. Like, I've had thoughts where, man, there is no way I could ever walk away from the Lord. After encountering him and seeing him and relating with him, and I think we all need to grow in that, because there are, I think, some major challenges yet ahead in God's sovereignty, you know, and things are getting shaken, and we're seeing the world getting shaken, and biblical values and truths are getting challenged and shaken, and nothing of the world is going to serve as the foundation we need, the stability and the peace we need, other than growing in our relationship and our love for the Lord and our experience of his love and power in our lives. So, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Pastor Barry. Thanks for joining us on our first episode of the Engage to Flourish podcast. I've just personally been so blessed to call you spiritual father and to be able to come under your shepherding and leading, and to be able to just have someone to look up to and to follow. So I just wanted to say thank you for that, for who you are, and for leading our church. And thanks for spending this time with us. So catch us next time on the Engage to Flourish podcast. Thanks, Pastor Barry.
Thanks, Damon.
Thanks for listening to the Engage to Flourish podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can check out more of our content on our YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook pages by searching for Catalyst Christian Community. If you want to check out our church in person, we meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. at Stanford Middle School in Long Beach. We'd love for you to come out and experience being a part of our church family.